Okay, $50 better than.
Senator Smathers calling in on line O.
Right, well, I appreciate it. Let me tell you what we did in the finance committee today. Gore, you know, is such an ass.
Mm-hmm.
And he started off yesterday. I said, well, the president doesn't like me. And so on. I said, Albert, I said, you always give me credit for knowing the president so well. And I'm proud of the fact that I do know. But I'll tell you the truth. I've never heard him say anything unkind about you. And you talk this way. This is the third time in the last 3 weeks you've talked like this. There's any basis for it. So anyway, we got over that. I have to do that to him once a week. And this morning, after I got back from over there breakfast, you know, he got in there and he's questioning him about what he's going to do about the Medicare. So Douglas, he got taken over. And Ribicoff was saying, I'm going to offer my amendment, I guess, but I want to find out what the administration's going to do. And so then Gore said, that's what I want. I'm tired of these administrations making these big public statements, putting in platforms, and then when I try to fight the battle for them, they pull the rug out from under me, just like that. So I finally said, to Mr. Chairman, I'm not speaking for the administration, I'm not speaking for anybody, but except what I've gathered from just in general impressions from conversations with Senator Mansfield, with Senator Humphrey, with the leadership at the breakfast, the administration is solidly for a medical care bill. Administration wants the best medical care bill they can get. It's known that the King Anderson bill does a lot more and gives a lot more, and Gore here admits it does, than the so-called Ribicoff Amendment. But as to what we're going to do, we and the Senate are going to do, the leadership is going to have to decide. Senator Mansfield, Senator Humphrey, I'm against it all, but I don't think it's right indicate that to hear to anybody that this administration is not for a medical care bill and really genuinely wants it. So then with that, old Gore backed off a little bit, and Ribicoff came around and said, now what do I do? I said, well, hell, that thing you've got to do is get this man free and Humphrey. You fellas got to decide which way you're going. Now, it looked like to me that the first thing you got to do is go for the King Anderson bill. The president can't afford to take a position between you and Ken Anderson on this, and he doesn't want to, but you agree the King Anderson bill is stronger than yours. He said, yes. I said, all right. I would think that Humphrey and I are going to decide the president wants the King Anderson bill. He said, well, I agree with that. Said, all right. Well, that much is agreed to now. Next thing is, you can't pass it in the committee, so it'll be offered on the floor. Gore said he was offered if nobody else had enough courage to offer it. So he'll offer it, say, Ken Anderson's not here, he inducted. Then it'll be adopted. Then it goes to conference. Now, isn't your bill just midway between what the House has done and what the King has? And he said, I like that strategy. That's damn good. I said, all right, now this is what it looks like, and I'm sure that the President wants everything he can get. But he's not trying to tell us over here we're going to make these dumb mistakes and cut each other up in front of seven Republicans as we're doing here today. It's just stupidity, and he can't be held accountable for it. So anyway, we got through that. But, you know, this guy's...
Well, that's good. I think that's... I talked to Anderson. He called me on another matter. He said the Ribbicoff thing had some appeal to him, and I think that after he got the conference, he could get Anderson and Mills both to kind of agree.
Yeah.
I got a security council I got to run, but much obliged to you, and I just got to thinking about this other thing.
That's right. Bye. Well, you had a little nervous.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.